1961 commencement program, the names of two of the seniors appointed to deliver orations were starred with the footnote, excused. They were already in Virginia with the Army of the Potomac. One of them, Captain Charles Howard Savage of Rochester, had written his oration on the subject, the claims of the country on its scholars. He never spoke. By action, not words, he paid his debt to destiny. A year later, at the Second Manassas, he fell dead in battle. Since then, among many hundreds of veteran alumni in that and other wars, 80 college warriors followed the captain to Valhalla. They kept the promise of their youth, passing suddenly from war to peace.
Like a phantom far or near, an occasional figure moving. The shrubs and trees, as I lift my eyes, they seem to be stealthily watching me. While wind in procession, thoughts portender and wise. The past and loved, and of those that are far away. Oh, so.
Doors of the present open to those who seek to know what man can do to master his fate by science, sustain his spirit by art, and guide his life by wisdom. In October 1900, Rush Reese was inaugurated president in the Alumni Gymnasium on the Prince Street campus. His coming was a turning point, leading first to a difficult decade, then to a quarter century of growth. At admission of women in 1900 due to the early generosity of Lewis H. Morgan and the persistent energy of Susan B. Anthony and her friends, added to the human assets and the financial liabilities of the struggling college. Once more, a promise, though long delayed, was kept. Rush Rhys said, "The aim of liberal education is the emancipation of the mind from the shackles of ignorance, of prejudice, which is something other than ignorance, of superficial judgment, and of narrowness of outlook in life. That emancipation for which Rush Rhys stood is one more promise to be kept in days to come." George Eastman said, "The progress of the world depends almost entirely upon education. Fortunately, the most permanent institutions of man are educational. They usually endure even when governments fall." George Eastman said, "Rochester is well started on its way toward being the finest city in the world in which to live and bring up children." George Eastman left us a great opportunity not yet wholly understood. In this great hall which he built for the people, he may now be understood. His dream may be revived. Human welfare, protected by science and justice, ennobled by art and wisdom, is not yet wholly with us. It is not yet evident in this city, this country, or this world. That grace, that happiness, even for children yet unborn, which George Eastman thought good health, fine music, and educational opportunities could bring to an entire community, where are they now? Let them be remembered. We are all his heirs. Entrusted with the future of his great adventure. In 1935, Alan Valentine said, "The aim of education is not to provide factual knowledge, but a mature point of view. A man's opinions when he graduates are less important than the process by which he reaches them. To be able to form an opinion free from prejudice, propaganda, or influence is inward freedom of thought and the object of education." During the 15 years since he said that, by his own inward and outward freedom of thought, by working for the intellectual maturity of the whole academic community, by upholding the life of reason, by enlarging our horizons and our national reputation, Alan Valentine has broadened and strengthened the University of Rochester. He kept his promise, did what he came for, gave us what we needed, newer approach, younger vigor, wider prestige. Therefore, to our fourth president, to Valentine, worthy successor of Anderson, Hill, and Rhys, to the cause of world peace for which he has valiantly labored, now let music sound a salute.
Oh,
note before the close. This half hour of promises fulfilled begins a second century. The doors of the future open to those who wonder what life may become when men are free in body and soul, loving all beauty, serving in many ways one God. We have already higher education, but toward highest education there is still a long way to go. Still we seek better things for humanity. Meliora. That was our beginning, and that will be our end.